staying with the topic of organisations, of people trying to make a positive difference, we are joined on the line now by members of Clarney Cardiac Response Unit. I'm delighted to say Operations Manager for Clarney Cardiac Response Unit, Kevin O'Leary, joins me, as does a volunteer, Katie Cameron. Kevin and Katie, Happy New Year to both of you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday morning on the 2nd of January to speak to us on Radio Kerry. Happy New Year to you both. Kevin, I'll start with you first of all. You contacted us, which we're always very grateful when people and organisations get in touch and say, look, this is something you should be talking about on Radio Kerry. This is something that matters in the county. You've gotten in touch because you're looking for volunteers, because 2025, it was a particularly busy year for Clarney Cardiac Response Unit.
Good morning, Tressa, and look, thanks very much for having us on the air. I suppose we appreciate any opportunity to kind of, I suppose, raise awareness and I suppose generally around cardiac arrest. I suppose in terms of 2025, yes, it was our busiest year. We established in 2015, and I suppose we've attended over 2,500 incidents over that 10 years. But last year in particular, we came under, I suppose, increased pressure. It's probably following really a national kind of trend, really, where the emergency services are seeing increased demands, and I suppose on a local level then we've seen the results of that. In terms of recruitment, I suppose we cover kind of five primary areas. So we cover Clarney, we cover Beaufort, we cover Fyries, Ratmore and Kenmare. Now, on top of that as well, I suppose we support the recently established SNEAM CFR group. So it's quite a large, I suppose, area. We have 50 volunteers currently within the scheme, but I suppose we're always looking for additional people. I suppose the nature of a kind of rural community and a rural spread is that the nature of cardiac arrest is that it's ultimately time critical. I suppose for every minute that passes without intervention, there's a drop of survival between 7 and 10%. So we can see the kind of need for, I suppose, urgent intervention.
And now, Kevin, why do you think 2025 was your busiest year, though, for the Clarney Cardiac Response Unit? Why do you think that? Now, I'm mindful as well that there's, you know, there's data protection, GDPR, you don't want to just, you know, the patient confidentiality. But absolutely, are there any particular reasons why there's more demand for Clarney Cardiac Response Unit? Is there any particular reason or reasons as to why it has been your busiest year since you were formed some 10 years ago?
I suppose it's a multitude of factors, really, but it is following a kind of national trend where, I suppose, community first responder schemes throughout the country are seeing increased activations. There was, I suppose, 13,000 or more than 13,000 activations of CFR schemes throughout 2025. So it kind of shows that, like, nationally, there's, I suppose, increased demands. As I said, it's a multitude of factors. I suppose we're seeing increased population nationally. You know, we're seeing, I suppose, an ageing population, which is probably two big components of it.
And I was saying this in the first hour of the programme, that we'd be talking to you at the Clarney Cardiac Response Unit and your request for people to look to, you're looking for more volunteers. Indeed, we'll be talking to Katie Cameron, who's a volunteer, very shortly. But two of the standout stories, I think, definitely the top five stories that resonated with me on the Kerry Today Show and on Radio Kerry in 2025, they were both related to CPR. First of all, back in April, Sean O'Sullivan from Clarney, he saved his 24-year-old son Sean Ogue's life when Sean Ogue collapsed and had a cardiac arrest. And Sean Senior is now an advocate for widespread CPR training. He was actually one of the eight people who and organisations who received a FECSCO Kerry Hero Award on this show back in December for that. And we also spoke to, back in the summertime, we also spoke to Kira O'Mara from Dublin. Her husband was down in Kerry in June, and healthy man in his early mid-50s, I think, when he had a heart attack while on a run on the Fuss Away. And he would have been a goner had it not been the fact that Teresa Clifford from Faha was there to perform CPR on Terry and make the difference. And Teresa spoke to us, a very modest person like Sean is. Teresa spoke to us on the programme, spoke to Jerry, and she's saying that as Sean Senior is calling for, she's saying CPR should be taught in schools. But they were two remarkable stories that showed the importance of knowing how to do CPR in emergency. Stories like that, I'd say as well, also have a resonance as well. And hopefully will spur us on to get involved, to volunteer, to learn how to perform CPR.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Trasa, I suppose it's a big component for us is kind of public training. So I suppose last year we would have trained 600 members of the public in various CPR training courses. And I suppose every year we're looking to try and increase that number. Try and get more people involved, you know, refresh their training or do the initial training. And I suppose it's very simple skills when it comes to CPR and I suppose AED usage. Very simple skills, but very, very effective skills, you know. In terms of...
Well, what's AED usage? Is that a defibrillator?
Defibrillator. Correct, yeah. Automated external defibrillators.
Okay.
So I suppose defibrillators are spread throughout the community and mm-hmm. I suppose we're lucky enough in Kerry that they are quite widely spread. There's 16 that we monitor in Killarney and our kind of wider team would monitor additional ones throughout, you know, the different parts of the county. But they're widely spread. But an AED is only effective when people know where it is and I suppose ideally know how to use it, even though they're very, very simple devices. Once you call 999 or 112, you'll actually be fully instructed, I suppose, where your nearest AED is and how to operate it. And I suppose similar to CPR that's required, once you call 999 or 112, they'll actually instruct you on what to do. However, we'd always kind of say, if people have the opportunity to take up training, you know, it just, I suppose, it takes a level of pressure off and it just provides that extra level of care. So we'd kind of just very much encourage anyone to take up the opportunity.
Now, at this stage, we'll bring in Katie Cameron, who's one of those volunteers with Killarney Cardiac Response Unit. Katie, good morning. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for getting coming on the show this morning. First of all, how did you get involved and how easy or how difficult or what was it like being trained up to, as a cardiac response volunteer?
Yeah, good morning, Tasha, and many happy returns, and thanks so much for having us on the show. But I suppose I would be like most people out there. I have a desk job. I'm behind a computer 8 hours a day. I had no prior medical training at all. And I saw a poster in my local shop. And I think kind of nationally as a country, we are unbelievable in the terms that we just want to help people. Like the Irish are just so great for wanting to help our neighbours, our friends, and just help people in general. And I suppose like that, like I have my own family and there's a history of cardiac issues in people that are quite close to me. I have grandparents and I just wanted to know that maybe somebody turn up to help them if we need it. Kind of, I suppose, just basic how we live. We are rural and remote communities generally. With cardiac first responders, we live in the communities. And we can just help bridge that gap while waiting for the ambulance. And I suppose that's kind of why it was important for me.
And how long have you been a volunteer, Katie?
So I have been volunteering with the group just under 2 years now. So I trained in February 2024. The training that we get provided with is phenomenal. You don't need to know anything about anything medical before you start. And the support within the group is amazing and it's just, it's very inspiring. It's kind of why I stayed within the group and why I want to do more training. The fact that we get out in the community and we help train so many people in the community because anybody doing CPR is going to make a difference to somebody who needs it. And it's just so important. The quicker that people get help, the better the chance of survival is. So, yeah.
Has it been enriching in the sense, like, has it enhanced your life and has it given meaning to your life that you volunteer in such a way?
I think it sounds silly, but just seeing how the team work together and seeing how everyone in the group comes together is such an inspiring thing to see. I mean, the whole group is volunteers. I mean, Kevin is very monitored. Like all of our trainers give up their time to train us. We've got people from every walk of life in the group who bring such valuable experience and the teamwork is absolutely incredible to see. And it might not be any one person at any one call, but none of the people who do go to the calls wouldn't be able to go to the calls without the help of the rest of the group and without the training we get. So yeah, it has. It's been an incredible experience to be part of this group.
Thank you, Katie. Very well said. And finally, back to you, Kevin. Kevin O'Leary, Operations Manager with Killarney Cardiac Response Unit. You are seeking volunteers. You've outlined very eloquently there why people should get involved. Mm-hmm. How can one get involved?
Yeah, I suppose if you want to reach out to our website, is probably the best option. So www.kcru.ie. Now, we are across social media platforms as well, so that's kind of another opportunity to reach out. When it comes to volunteering, you know, all we really require is a willingness to commit. You know, it is a quite intensive role at times, but as Katie's already said, it's highly rewarding. You know, as a role, as a volunteer role. So I suppose if you just want to reach out to us, we have a number of kind of positions available across different locations. And I suppose just to say as well, there is a lot of CFR schemes nationally and within Kerry itself as well. So there might be other local schemes that are actually taking on volunteers at the moment.
Brilliant. Look, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me on the Kerry Today show this morning. Kevin O'Leary and Katie Cameron, both with Killarney Cardiac Response Unit. You heard there, last year, 2025, was their busiest year ever, and they are seeking volunteers. If you're living in the Killarney area, maybe it's something you'd like to get involved in. You heard there how Katie outlined how much meaning you get from it, and in terms of helping others and being part of a volunteer group like that who are so selfless. For further information, you can go to Killarney Cardiac Response Unit's website, which is kcru.ie. That is kcru.ie.